USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump defending his decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect.
The White House is also considering revoking the clearances of other former intelligence leaders, like former FBI Director James Comey and former NSA and CIA Director Michael Hayden. Someone the president does respect, Paul Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
After a trial spanning nearly 3 weeks, Manafort is awaiting a verdict on 18 tax evasion and bank fraud charges. He's been accused of hiding income earned from his Ukrainian political work from the IRS, and he's accused of fraudulently obtaining millions in bank loans. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He served briefly as Trump's campaign chairman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A grand jury report shows more than 1,000 children sexually abused by about 300 priests in the Catholic Church in six Pennsylvania dioceses. Bishop Kevin Rhodes was confronted with at least two instances of alleged abuse while serving in Harrisburg.
In each of these instances, upon learning of the allegations, I notified law enforcement and punished each individual.
Betty says he never revealed their names to avoid scandal. Bishop Rhodes, now in Fort Wayne, Indiana, has apologized to the victims, saying the church failed them. A shootout early Friday morning has left a Dallas police officer injured and a suspect dead. Assistant Dallas Police Chief Paul Stokes.
There was shots exchanged between the officer and at least one of those suspects. The officer was struck in the leg. One of the suspects was struck and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
He says the plainclothes officer came upon two men with weapons. He's been treated and discharged from the hospital, awaiting an internal affairs investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You've probably seen the video over and over again on national television news of the 18-year-old woman pushing her 16-year-old friend off a bridge in Vancouver, Washington, into water 60 feet below. Taylor Smith says she and a bunch of friends gathered at the bridge to dive off. Jordan Holgerson decided not to jump, and Smith pushes her anyway. Holgerson suffered broken ribs and punctured lungs. She's now home. Smith tells ABC News Holgerson wanted to be pushed, but she has apologized several times.
At the beginning, she was you're fine, I know you didn't mean to hurt me, and then now she just doesn't answer.
Smith is charged with one count of reckless endangerment. A Los Angeles fitness studio owner apologized in tears, claiming she's not a racist after a video went viral showing her throwing hot coffee on a Latino worker at her upscale condo building. The construction worker tells KTLA-TV he and a co-worker started filming her after she called them wetbacks and criminals. Attorney Sean Mateen.
In my estimation, this is a hate crime. In my estimation, this is a serious felonious assault.
Tributes pouring in for Aretha Franklin, family, friends, and fans celebrating the Queen of Soul. The 76-year-old Franklin passed away Thursday. Motown artist Smokey Robinson was one of her closest friends. They lived in Detroit, surrounded by others who had become music legends.
Diana Ross lived four doors down the street, and the Four Tops lived two blocks over, and the Temptations lived three blocks over. There were a lot of us in that neighborhood. We just always had regular relationships. We very seldom, when we got together, even talked about show business.
Aretha Franklin's funeral will be held August 31st in her hometown of Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.